You're listening to Crosswind 10th Avenue Direct with DJ Benny L right here on 98.1 FM dial, Iridangio Fangaroa, Raglan Community Radio. And this afternoon, this evening, East Coast, Toronto style, Tuesday afternoon, Aotearoa, we have a very special show this afternoon, a Grateful Dead Especial. All Grateful Dead this evening with Canada Sam, our Grateful Dead expert right out of Toronto, Ontario. He's come to bless us with some amazing Grateful Dead tracks. And he's an old friend of mine. We've been talking about the Dead a lot over the past, I don't know, year or so. And I'm going to bring him on here right now. This is, of course, Eyes of the World live at Red Rocks 1978, Grateful Dead. And I'm going to have Sam come on here and just sort of talk about the show for us, what we're expecting. We got 90 minutes of music for us ahead this afternoon. So, Canada Sam, just talk to us about the vision of Raglan Radio the next 90 minutes, if you don't mind. Yeah, give us some love.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks for having me. Well, first off, I'm by no means a Grateful Dead expert. I'm just a fan. But, you know, Ben and I were chatting, and we decided to kind of put together a little playlist for all you down there in New Zealand. So what we were thinking was kind of take you through some of the different periods of the Grateful Dead. This is Ben's choice, 1978 Red Rocks, kind of a classic 78 show. Good choice by Ben, respect that. And then we're going to get into some 1968 Dead, then a little 1972. After that, kind of a classic show from 1974. All this stuff coming from Dick's Picks, which is a Grateful Dead series that came out, I think, starting in 93. And then we're going to finish off with some peak 1977 Dead and take it from there.
That's beautiful, Sammy. That's beautiful. We're very excited. And I'll tell you something to all the listeners who listen to Across 110th every Tuesday afternoon down in Aotearoa. It's actually very rare. Usually it's a half and half, but since my Grateful Dead knowledge is not as deep and diverse as Canada Sam's, he's actually chosen the vast majority of this afternoon's music. So we are really in for a treat. Music that I don't know that well for the next 75 minutes or so, 80 minutes, all Grateful Dead this afternoon, this evening. Beautiful stuff. This is China Cat Sunflower, live at Kings Beach, Lake Tahoe, Cali, February 1968. You're listening to Cross 110th. I'm DJ Benny L, right here on 98.1 FM dial, Iridangi o Fangaroa. Thank you.
palace of the Queen Chinese. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Cross 110th Avenue with DJ Benny L right here on 98.1 FM dial. Iridangio Fangaroa. Every Tuesday afternoon, 1:30 to 3. Down in New Zealand, Monday evenings. On the east coast of North America, 9:30 to 10 this time of year. And we got a special show this afternoon. Another hour left of Grateful Dead specials. We got Canada Sam here, my close friend, Grateful Dead expert, who's laced us and hooked us up with an incredible evening, afternoon of Grateful Dead jams. Tell us a little bit of Grateful Dead. I asked you the other day if they ever went down to New Zealand to perform, or Australia. Didn't think to believe that they had made it down there. But yeah, talk to us a little bit about the Grateful Dead, the influence they had on popular culture here in North America and the globe. I've spoken to people about the Grateful Dead. People know Joplin. People know Hendrix. People know Jefferson Airplane. They know these late 60s Led Zeppelin, so on and so forth. But sometimes you find folks, they don't know about the Grateful Dead. They didn't go as global, I feel, even though we feel like they might have. So, and I know there was that great Amazon series, a documentary, 6-part, came out years ago. Very, very good. But yeah, talk a little bit about Grateful Dead, Jerry. Yeah, just...
Yeah, okay. So, you know, I think the great thing about the Grateful Dead is they kind of span so many different genres of music, right? So the stuff that we're listening to right now, 1968, was very, you know, it's pretty early Grateful Dead. This is when they had their original keyboardist, they were with two drummers, and they were kind of like a psychedelic blues band. We were just talking about before, you know, they almost sound like Cream or some Hendrix, and it's Jerry really shredding and showing off and having fun, and they're like young kids. I think at this point Jerry, who I think was the oldest in the band, he's probably 25 26. Everybody's younger, so they're just kind of having fun. And then as they progress and as the show progresses, hopefully we'll see it and hear it, they kind of change, right? So they go from a real psych blues band, and then kind of early 1970, they put out kind of two of their most famous albums, Working Man's Dead and American Beauty, and that's kind of a more of a Americana country vibe. And then, you know, through 1973, 74, the band lineup changes a little bit. It changed in 72, but 73, 74, a lot of the sound changes, and we'll hear that later on in the show through an extended jam. And they kind of get, like, you know, a little bit more jazzier and fusion. And, you know, as they continue on in the late 70s, they get more kind of rock and rolly as they move to arenas and bigger venues. So they kind of touch on all these different types of music. And, you know, forgetting about their association with, like, 60s culture or any of that stuff, I just think they represent so much of what American music is. And they constantly changed, constantly experimented. There's people who love, you know, who don't listen to the Dead beyond, you know, 1968, 69. There's people who only listen to early 70s. There's people who love 1990s Dead. I'm not a huge fan of that music. It doesn't really do it for me. But, you know, they touch on all different aspects. So that's what I really, really love about them.
Thank you, Canada Sam. Really appreciate that. What we're listening to right now, Greatest Story Ever Told, live in Vinita, Oregon. You got something to say about that, Sammy?
Yeah, so we moved from 68 to 72. So this different lineup at this point. You are down to one drummer, Dead. Mickey Hart sort of was left, kicked out of the band because his dad was the manager, stole a bunch of their money. He took off. And they have a new keyboardist, Keith Gottschall, and his wife, Donna. But the cool thing about this 1972 show in Oregon, I think this is called, you know, this is Veneta, this is Ken Kesey's farm. It was a benefit show. There's a really interesting music documentary on it called Sunshine Daydream. And yeah, this show is totally nuts. I mean, this is a classic 1972 greatest story. There's an amazing bird song on it. And, you know, I didn't, on this playlist, there's no Dark Stars, which are kind of the, consider one of the big jam vehicles for the Dead. There's an amazing Dark Star on that, but that is a documentary, if you're interested in the Dead, worth checking out. Really, really cool. 1972, amazing year for the Grateful Dead.
You're listening to Across 110th, live and direct with DJ Beniel. This afternoon, a special Grateful Dead edition of Across 110th, Beats, Rhythms, and Stoops. We got another hour of music left for you right here on 98.1 your FM dial, the greatest community radio station, Interstellar Raglan Community Radio. Another hour of good music. Stay locked right here on 98.1 on your FM dial.
Sun go down a little more and come back, play some more.
Tune in live and direct every Tuesday 1:30 to 3 Aotearoa afternoons and 9:30 to 11 NYC Monday evenings across 110th Street, Beats, Rhythms, and Stoops with DJ Beniel. Right here 98.1 on your FM dial. Live streaming at raglanradio.com and podcasting each week at across110thstreet.podomatic.com.
Hi Raglan, Wayne, Super Values. Come in and check out our great specials with over 1,000 every week. If you are a gold card holder, every second Tuesday is for you. Present your card and receive an instant 5% discount on your purchases, including all existing specials. Our community cash grants are available to all local clubs and organisations. Our New Zealand Post and KiwiBank staff are here to help. We look forward to seeing you in store and being part of this great Raglan community.
On the air, on the web, 24/7, raglanradio.com. Thank you.
Oh, I love Sammy. I love the tuning here from this jam one. It makes me think like when they really get funky, Jerry gets like dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. I love that. I love that. It's my favorite. So Sammy's picked a great set here. You're of course listening to Cross 110th, Beats Rhythm Moses Stoops, live and direct on the one, the only Raglan Community Radio. And Sammy's got a whole jam for us. Talk to us about this next half hour of rhythms.
Okay, so this is from Dick's Picks 12. Maybe we can talk with Dick's Picks for 1 second. So Dick's Picks is a series released by, I guess, the Grateful Dead, by their archivist Dick Latvala. I think there's a total of 36 of these released, which started back in 93. I think Dick was only around for the first 15 or so, maybe 15 or 16. He then passed away, and then this guy Dave Lemieux took over, who now does Dave's Picks. But yeah, Dick was very fond, I think, of 73, 74 Grateful Dead. So this comes from Dick's Picks 12, which I think is my personal favorite. And this is, I think, Providence, Rhode Island, June 74. Amazing, amazing time for the Grateful Dead. So it starts off with this little thing they call a jam, which is basically them screwing around, tuning up. And then we go back into a China Cat. We listened to that before, so kind of interesting to compare the two, 5 or 6 years difference, a much different China Cat version. They really kind of jam a little bit more into this, spread it out. It's a little bit more mellow. And then they go into, they call it the Mind Lab Body Jam, which it's kind of an in-between. Sometimes called the Feeling Groovy Jam. I don't think this is actually a Mind Left Body Jam. I think Dick was actually messing around a little bit. But it goes into a China Rider, which is a classic kind of 1-2 dead China into Rider. Amazing, really different from that China Cat we heard in 1968. But yeah, 1974 Grateful Dead, can't beat it.
Cross 110, right here, live and direct, 98.1 FM dial, Yiddy Dongi Ho, Fangaroa. I'm DJ Benio, and you're listening to Raglan Community Radio.
The sun will shine beyond my back door someday. The sun will shine beyond my back door someday. Large wheels will blow all my troubles away.
Enough respect to the Red Robin Reggae Rodeo.
Yeah, you're in the Red Robin's Reggae Rodeo.
This is the Reggae Rodeo every Friday from 6 to 8 with your host Red Robin here out of Raglan. It's a fantastic Friday night.
Red Robin Reggae Rodeo.
Looking to purchase property in Raglan? Then contact Raglan Real Estate. Maybe you're looking to sell in your property. Once again, contact Raglan Real Estate. Maybe you're looking for a rental. Get in touch with the experts at Raglan Real Estate. They're in the heart of town at 21 Bow Street, or give them a call on 825 8669 Raglan Real Estate.
Radio Whangaroa 98.1 FM.
You listen to Cross 110th Avenue direct with DJ Benny L right here on 98.1 on your FM dial. Iri Dongio Fangaroa, and we've had what a show, and still plenty of music left this evening right here on Across 110th Beats from Moses Stoops every Tuesday afternoon, 1:30 to 3 down in Raglan, New Zealand on the North Island West Coast. And simultaneously broadcasting, live streaming, live and direct on the east coast of North America. Tonight we're live and direct from Toronto, Ontario, on the shores of Lake Ontario, just north of the U.S.-Canada border. And we have a special show this evening, all Grateful Dead, blessed by the presence of Canadian Sam, Canada Sam, the Grateful Dead expert and dear friend of mine, who has been so kind to open up his doors to let me stay on this extended stay of mine here in this interesting, complicated land. And this is our last little set that Sam has hooked up for us. Grateful Dead. All this afternoon for you. We've got a few tracks left. I'm going to let Sam take it from here and tell us a little bit about what we're listening to, what we're expected the next track, and just sort of bring everything together for us. Take it away, my brother.
Okay, so we finished that last sequence with that 1974 kind of China Rider jam. You know, the Dead then, end of 1974, they took a little hiatus. I think they were sort of burnt out. No real shows towards the end of 74. Nothing really 75. They came back in 76. And we have moved on to Dick's Picks 3, May of 1977. Now, May of 77 is kind of considered one of the peaks of the Grateful Dead. There's some famous shows through May of 77. This is, I think, 522, Dick's Picks 3. A track called Sugary. I mean, Sugary's in May of 77. And I think, in my view, and I think most people's view, are the best Sugary's out there. They've been playing this song, I think, since the early 70s. This is a nice, long, extended 15 or 16 minute Sugary. Probably the highlight of this whole disc. And then the track after this, it's kind of a, you know, couple different choices. The Dead took another little hiatus in the summer of 77. Mickey Hartigan disappeared. He had an accident. And they came back to play English Town, New Jersey. I think it was the largest show the Dead ever played, which they, you know, headlined. I think they played Watkins Glen in 73 with a band, and it was Watkins Glen with the band and somebody else I can't think of off the top of my head. But English Channel, New Jersey, 100,000 crowd, the Dead coming off a break, late summer, early fall, we play Mississippi Half Step. Jerry on both of these tracks, just incredible, love it. And then, you know, the next track is one of your choices, Ben. We can talk about that afterwards, but yeah, sit back, relax, enjoy some 77 Dead.
You're listening to Cross 110th, 11 Eric with DJ Benny L right here on 98.1 FM Dow, live streaming www.raglanradio.com. I'm DJ Benny L. Still plenty of music left for you this evening. Grateful Dead, Sugar Ree, live, Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Just one thing for me. Please forget you, my name, my darling. Sugary,
Just one thing I ask of you. Thank you.
across the lazy river, across the Rio Grande, across the lazy river, across the Rio.
You're listening to Cross 110, we're having a record with DJ Benny L, right here on 98.1 FM dial, Iridangi, Fangaro. That was Mississippi Half Step, Uptown, and now we're finishing off our special show this evening with one of my favorite all-times, Fire in the Mountain. I'm going to hand it over to Canada Sam for a hot second to bring us back around, say peace, thank him. Thank you, Sam, for hooking us up with this Grateful Dead Cross 110th. And yeah, any last words for us to the people out there listening who want to hear more Grateful Dead, who are wondering when you're going to come back? What should they take away from this afternoon? There's just the funkified beats.
So when am I coming back? That's really up to you, Ben. I mean, next time you're in Toronto, I'm happy to do another Grateful Dead mix.
When are you coming down to Raglan with the fam? December. With the Pistons.
You got a place for me to stay?
Dave probably does.
So where are we at here? So we listened to these 1977 shows. I love that half step with, you know, Donna. There are some people who do not love Donna and her sound, but you know, on that song, I think she sounds really great. If you're interested in more Dead, you know, I think this Dick's Pick series, which you can find on Apple Music, Spotify, whatever, is a great, great resource. There's also some road trip series. There's these things called Dave's Picks, which are only CD releases. But if you know, you have people out there who love the CDs, you can get the Dave's Picks. But yeah, Dick's Picks really gives a pretty good overview of the band from the late 60s through to, I think, the last Dick's Picks release might go up to 92. That's it, man. I mean, thanks for having me. I love that I could come on. We got your choice for the last track. I think this last track you picked is... Oh, it's New York City Radio Music Hall. Yeah.
Cool. It has to be NY.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for having me. Lots of fun.
Well, thank you, Sammy. This was a great 90 minutes of music. Of course, I'm DJ Benny L. You're listening to Cross 110th. Every week, Beats, Rhythms, and Stoops. Right here on 98.1 your FM dial. Tuesday afternoons, 1:30 to 3. Down in New Zealand. Monday evenings, 9:30 to 11. East Coast, North America. We will be right here, same time, same place, next week. Sending love and health to everybody. Be well. We will see you next week. Cross 110th, 98.1 your FM dial. Thank you.